Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to the final of Brain Blaster 2021. It's been an incredible competition between our six local schools, and now we've reached the final game. At the end of the elimination rounds, the table looked like this. Bunskull, 3 points. Gaelscoil Coron and Kinsale Beg National School, 4 points. Kyle ended on 5 points. Park National School on 6 points. And finally, St Fergal's National School on 8 points. That means our finalists are St Fergal's National School and Park National School. The format for the final will remain the same as the previous matches. Each team will compete in general knowledge, maths, history and geography, music, spelling, sport and a teacher's round. At the end of the final, the team with the most points will become the Brain Blaster champion of 2021 and win their school €500. Now over to Misinformation, who will tell us who's on the teams.
Well, on our teams today, Linda, are St Fergal's team have Ronan O'Riordan, Michael Fitzgerald, Sarah Sexton and Mia Cunningham. And on the Park National School team are James Chidlow, Cahill Murphy, Ben Courtney and Laura Jane Una Morrison. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and we'll go to St Fergal's National School, and I'll start with you, Ronan. How many sides does a pentagon have?
5.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, what is the name given to an animal that only eats plants?
I'll come for
it. Yep.
Herbivore?
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Sarah, what two colours make up the flag of Spain?
Red and yellow.
Correct. 2 points. And finally, Mia, what is a baby goat called?
A kid.
Correct. 2 points, and well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. I'll go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, James. How many sides does a heptagon have?
9.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 7. Cahill, what is the name given to an animal that eats both plants and meat?
Conifer.
Yep.
Omnivore.
Correct. 1 point. Ben, what two colours make up the Portugal flag?
Green and red.
Correct. 2 points. And Laura Jane, what is a baby horse called?
A foal.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. You've scored 5 points at the end of that round.
Time for a fun fact.
Iceland has the world's oldest parliament in history, called the Athing. It was established in 1930 and has stayed as the acting parliament of Iceland since then.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. We go to St Fergal's National School, and I'll start with you, Ronan. If you had 23 pens, you threw away 5, and then you found 2 more, how many pens do you now have? And I'll repeat that question, okay? If you had 23 pens, you threw away 5, and then you found 2 more, how many pens do you now have?
20.
That's correct. 2 points. Michael, what is 72 divided by 9?
8.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, if Mike has 10 shirts, but
but 30% of them are dirty. How many clean shirts does Mike have? I'll repeat that. If Mike has 10 shirts, but 30% of them are dirty, how many clean shirts does Mike have?
7.
Correct. 2 points. And Mia, what number do you multiply by itself to get 144?
12.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. A full 8 points at the end of that round. And I'll go to Park National School and I'll start with you, James. If you had 30 pencils and I took away half of them and then I gave you back 4, how many pencils would you now have? So I'll repeat that. If you had 30 pencils and I took away half of them and I gave you back 4, how many pencils would you now have?
19.
Correct. 2 points. Cahill, what is 48 divided by 8?
6.
Correct. 2 points. Ben, if Anne has 20 dresses and she gives away 20% of them, how many dresses does she have left?
16.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Laura Jane. What number do you multiply by itself to get 81?
9.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. A full 8 points at the end of that round.
So it's over to misinformation for the scores at the end of round two.
At the end of round two, Linda, the scores are St Fergal's 15 and Park National School are 13.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round three, or history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. And we go to St Fergal's National School and I'll start with you, Ronan. What continent is Brazil in?
South America.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, what is the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, what month is called after Julius Caesar?
July.
Correct. 2 points. And Mia, what age comes after the Bronze Age?
Confer.
Yeah.
The Iron Age.
Correct. 1 point and well done. 7 points at the end of that round. And I'll go to Park National School and I'll start with you, James. What continent is China in?
Asia.
Correct. 2 points. Cahill, what is the capital of Poland?
I'm going to confer.
Yeah.
Warsaw.
Correct. 1 point. Ben, how many days are there in February when it is a leap year?
29.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Laura Jane, what is a chronogue?
A house.
Correct.
In the wilderness.
2 points. Well done. You've scored 7 points.
So it's back to you, Misinformation, for an update on the scores.
Well, at the end of round three, Linda, the scores are St Fergal's 22 and Park National School are 20. Now it's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
So it's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So St Fergal's National School, here is your medley of songs.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm in the morning, and you're shadowed by the darkness of the night. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. Hey! When you get a little lonely,
walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, I put it from the door.
To work, but not tonight. That's the last time you do me wrong. Got my stuff, I'm at the door. Now I'm the one you're begging for. Don't know what you got until it's gone. I already know how this goes. Give you my all, then you ghost. But when I'm gone, you do the most. Yeah. Why you only love me?
Okay, so I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Sarah.
Måneskin Begging.
Correct. 2 points.
I'll Be There. We don't know the artist.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is By Your Side, and the artist is Calvin Harris or Tom Grennan. So 0 points on that.
Rag and Bone. We don't know what the song is called.
You're correct, and the artist is Rag and Bone Man. The name of the song is Skin, so 1 point on that.
Anne-Marie.
Okay, yeah. Anne-Marie is correct for the name of the artist. The name of the song is Kiss My. So you get 1 point for that. So well done. At the end of that round, you get 4 points. So we go to our audio round and Park National School. Here is your medley of songs.
In the evening, I'm all up in my feelings. So call your phone, cause I can't get enough. And I got work in the morning, early, early in the morning. But who needs sleep when we're loving it up? Oh, and why I gotta do this the hard way? My body wants to be in your arms, baby. Something I regret in the morning. But I just can't resist when you're calling.
It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm.
I'll be honest, I'm alright with me. Sunny morning in my own bed sheets, I'll be waking up alone. I haven't thought of her for days. I'll be honest, it's better off this way. But every time I think that I can get you out my head, you never ever let me forget. Cause just when I think you're gone, hear a song on the radio.
Lately I'm getting lost on you. You got me doing things I never thought I'd do. Never spent so long on a losing battle. But lately giving up don't seem to matter.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, James.
For the first one, we didn't get the song, but the artist, I think, is Miley Cyrus.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Bed, and the name of the artist is Joel Corry.
Number two, Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Correct. 2 points.
And number three, we didn't get the song, but I think the artist is Post Malone.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Our Song, and the name of the artist is Niall Horan, or I'd have taken Anne-Marie as well, okay?
And number four, we think the song is Lonely, and we didn't get the artist.
The name of the song is Lost on You, and the name of the artist is Lewis Capaldi. So, well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 2 points. So over to you, Miss Information, for an update on the scores.
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, St Fergal's are 26 and Park are 22.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round five and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets two words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. We'll go to St. Fergal's National School and I'll start with you, Ronan. Your first word is charge.
C-H-A-R-G-E.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is young.
Y-O-U-N-G.
Correct, 1 point. Michael, your first word is haven't.
H-A-V-E and apostrophe T.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is suit.
S-U-I-T.
Correct, 1 point. Sarah, your first word is written.
W-R-I-T-T-E-N.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is everybody.
E-V-E-R-Y-B-O-D-Y.
Correct, 1 point. Mia, your first word is Saturday.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Correct, 1 point. And your final word is trouble.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Correct, 1 point. Well done, a full 8 points at the end of that round. And we'll go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, James. Your first word is swimming.
S-W-I-M-M-I-N-G.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is writing.
W-R-I-T-I-N-G.
Correct, 1 point. Cahill, your first word is pilot.
P-I-L-O-T.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is luggage.
L-O-U-G-A-G-E.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's L-U-G-G-A-G-E. Ben, your first word is spite.
S-P-I-T-E.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is teaching.
T-E-A-C-H-I-N-G.
Correct, 1 point. Laura Jane, your first word is geography.
G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y.
Correct, 1 point. Your second word is product.
P-R-O-D-U-C-T.
Correct, 1 point. Well done, 7 points at the end of that round. Well, misinformation, what are the scores as we head into the sports round?
At the end of that round, Linda, St. Fergal's are 34 and Park are 29.
Here's another fun fact.
Wrestling was referenced in the oldest book in the world, the Bible. Abraham Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. So we'll start with St. Fergal's National School and I'll begin with you, Ronan. Who is the manager of the Cork Senior Hurlers?
Confer.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't know.
No problem. The correct answer is Kieran Kingston. Michael, who is the newly appointed manager of Tottenham Hotspur? Is it Antonio Conte, Jose Mourinho or Chris Wilder?
Antonio Conte.
Correct, 2 points. Sarah, in snooker, what score do you get if you pot a pink ball? Is it 5, 6 or 7 points?
Confer.
Yeah.
It's 6.
6.
Correct, 1 point. And finally to you, Mia. Ireland are playing the All Blacks in the Autumn Internationals in rugby. What country are the All Blacks from?
New Zealand.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, James. Austin Gleeson and Tig de Burca play hurling for which county?
Waterford.
Correct. 2 points. Cahill, who are the current Premier League champions? Is it Man City or Chelsea?
Man City.
Correct. 2 points. Ben, in snooker, how many points do you get if you pot a green ball? Is it 3, 4 or 5?
3.
Correct. 2 points. And Laura Jane, the Wallabies are playing rugby in the Autumn Internationals. What country are the Wallabies from?
Australia.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 8 points at the end of that round. So what are the scores at the end of round 6, Miss Information?
Well, at the end of round 6, Linda, St Fergal's are 39 and Park National School are 37.
Now it's time for the one and only Teachers Round.
Now, before we get to the Teachers Round, let's go over to Park National School for a quick chat. James, we're heading into the Teachers Round. You've managed to pull it back to just 2 points between yourself and Killa. How are you feeling going into the Teachers Round?
It's a bit stressful because you don't know what you're going to get. So it's just like the best you can do is what you can do.
Exactly. Paul, you came back. You're after fighting back. You must be incredibly proud of how far you're after getting so far.
Yeah, but it's still anyone's game.
It is, absolutely. But you've done a great team effort, haven't you, so far?
Well, I'm just happy that we got into the final.
Yeah, you did a brilliant job. Ben, any words of encouragement for Miss O'Grady before we go into the teachers' round? Because she must be feeling stressed right now, is she?
Probably.
So, anything you can say to her going into it?
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. So can the whole class, while we're all here, can we give Miss O'Grady a big good luck going into the final round?
Come on.
Now, before we get to Mr. O'Halloran, let's head over to St. Fergal's team and we'll have a quick chat with the kids.
So, Sarah, it's been an incredible match so far, hasn't it? We're back now, 2 points. How do you feel going into the final round?
I have faith, anyway, that we could win, and I think that they're putting up a good fight.
They are, definitely. And Mia, if I come to you, I bet you Mr. O'Halloran is feeling nervous at this point, is he?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, I think he is. Ronan, you did a brilliant job so far. You feel proud of your team so far?
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. We're still 2 points ahead, but we can win. I don't know.
And Michael, how about you? Any words of encouragement for Mr. Halloran going into the final round?
He'll do well.
He will do well. Right, can we all as a group so give Mr. O'Halloran a big good luck?
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the teachers round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have already covered: general knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points, and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing St. Fergal's National School is Mr. O'Halloran. And Mr. O'Halloran, are you ready?
I am, yeah.
First question, general knowledge. You're going to need a bigger boat originated in what movie?
Jaws.
Correct, 2 points. Maths. What is 15 multiplied by 5 and then add 16?
15 multiplied by 5, is it?
Yeah, 15 multiplied by 5 and then add 16.
91.
Correct, 2 points. Question number 3, history. Who did Queen Elizabeth II surpass as Britain's longest serving monarch in September 2015?
Queen Victoria.
Correct, 2 points. Question number 4, music. What pop singer's real name is Katie Hudson?
Katy Perry.
Correct, 2 points. Spelling. Spell gymnasium.
G-Y-M-N-A-S-I-U-M.
Correct, 2 points.
And finally, to sport. How many Olympic gold medals has Mo Farah won? Is it 4, 5, or 6?
4.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. Full 12 points at the end of that round. And I'll go to Park National School, and I'll go to you, Miss O'Grady. General knowledge. Name the first actor to play Dumbledore in the Harry Potter films.
I know he's deceased now. I'm afraid I'm drawing a blank.
The correct answer is Richard Harris.
Richard Harris, yeah.
Maths. What is 14 multiplied by 9 and then add 10? So that's 14 multiplied by 9 and then add 10.
136, 136.
Correct. 2 points. History. King Henry VIII executed 2 of his wives. What were their names?
I think Anne Boleyn.
Yes.
I can't think. I can only think of Anne Boleyn.
The correct answer is Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howe, but I will give you 1 point for Anne Boleyn.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Music. Which Bond movie did Adele sing the theme tune for?
It's Not Die Another Day. I do know it. Skyfall.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell occurrence.
Occurrence. O-C-C U-R E-N-C-E. Occurrence.
The correct spelling is O-C-C U-R-R.
Oh, double R.
E-N-C-E.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. And your final question is sport. At what Olympics did Katie Taylor win gold? Was it London or Beijing?
I think it was London.
Correct. Yeah. 2 points, and well done. At the end of that round, you scored 7 points.
So that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between St. Fergal's National School and Park National School. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
Final scores, Linda, are St. Fergal's National School at 51 and Park National School 44.
So we'll go over now to the Park National School teacher, Miss O'Grady, and safe to say, a very tense teacher's round, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I think when you're listening to the questions being called out and you're trying to think of the answers straight away, it's a bit nerve-wracking, but it's brilliant. It's great fun. That's what it's all about.
They did an immense job. I mean, like, considering they won 3 out of their 5 matches to get into the final, got it to within 2 points coming into the last round. Once Mr. O'Halloran got the 12 points, there was no coming back. But what an incredible job the guys did.
Yes, they were absolutely fantastic. I am so proud of them. Their credit to their parents and to their school. So well done, Park National School. Absolutely fabulous score. And congratulations to Mr. O'Halloran as well. He did brilliantly.
So it's well done to our Brain Blaster 2021 Runners Up, which is an incredible title to have as well. Park National School. Guys, give yourselves a big cheer. I'm joined now by the Brain Blaster 2021 champion teacher, I think we can call you at this stage, Brian O'Halloran. And Brian, you must be incredibly proud of these guys.
Very, very proud. You know, during COVID, it's tough for sixth class. We're not doing the fun things that we'd often do in sixth class. And the quiz has been one of the best experiences over the last few years. And the quiz team have obviously been brilliant and loved it. But I think even the rest of the class and the supporters have enjoyed coming over, listening and supporting. So thrilled for the whole class and very, very proud of the quiz team especially.
And for you in particular, I suppose, because it's the first year we ever introduced the teachers round, and it was, to be fair, quite stressful for all the teachers. How did you find it?
Yes, quite stressful. I wouldn't be the worst under pressure, but once the questions started coming, it was fairly nerve-wracking. not helped by my support teacher, Mr. Mudaway, reminding me of my mistakes when we went back to class. So I had to scrub up on my spellings a small bit before the final. But no, it's not, because teachers, I suppose, we're expected to know everything, but we don't know that much at the end of the day. So yeah, a bit stressful, but we got through it anyway.
And great for the kids as well to see you take part in this as well.
Yeah, exactly. Look, all a bit of fun. And as I said, because the last few years haven't had that much, that many things happening for the rest of the class, to see me under pressure and to see me answering questions, I'm sure they enjoyed it in ways.
Now I'm going to go over now to our winning team, who've done an incredible job. And Sarah, how proud are you of yourself right now?
Very, yeah.
Did you expect to win? Because it's quite tense, isn't it, for the listeners? We're here inside in Killa Hall and we're playing it for the guys. At what point did you realise you had it?
When the teacher got one wrong.
That kind of gave it away, didn't you? Because in fairness, Mr. Halloran came in with a full 12 points. So, I mean, you couldn't have been beaten at that point. Sure, you couldn't have.
No, thank you, Mr. Halloran, for that.
And Mia, how about you? How do you feel right now?
Very relieved and proud.
Yeah, you did an incredible job. Of all the rounds, which one was your favourite, do you think?
Probably the history and geography.
Yeah, because you did very well in all of those. Ronan, 2021 champion, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, yeah.
Good. Are you proud of all these guys here beside you?
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. They did great.
Yeah, they did brilliant. And Michael, I have a feeling sports was your favourite round, was it?
It was.
Yeah, you seem to get right in there, particularly on the soccer questions. I would say you're a big soccer fan, are you?
Yeah, I love watching soccer, playing soccer. Yeah, just love doing it.
Would you recommend this quiz for next year?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So as a class, are you going to come back next year and defend your title, do you reckon?
Yeah.
How about one big hip hip hooray for your winning team and teacher?
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
So it's congratulations to our new Brain Blaster champions, St. Fergal's National School, who win the title and €500 for their school. And a massive well done to our runners-up Park National School, who did an incredible job to reach the final.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.